Rappin' WIRX.
Well, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
It is the Blamby Morning Show. We got to get right to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township, who is hiring. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, just a work environment that wants you to grow. Check out more special-light.com.
Get a job.
Yeah, the only people who aren't qualified is Hunter and I. That's it. That's the only people that aren't qualified for Special Light.
Fine, that's why we're on the radio, you know, where we're taken care of.
That's right.
We're in the corner.
We're
nobody fine. Has to worry.
We're good here. Just here with our dunce caps on, we're all right. Anyway,
but
check
you,
them out.
You need a job. You need to get out there and get a job. It's time. It's time now.
Special-light.com. Check them out. Your topic for today, what's something you've said that made you immediate realize, damn, I'm old? Like, it almost takes you back a little bit. You're like, oh, geez. God, did I really just say that? Did those words just come out of my mouth? Yeah. Do you have any? Yeah. What do you got?
So the first one, actually, it wasn't me that said it, but it was said, and I was like, "Wow,
damn, you're old."
I'm getting a little bit older. I was around a toddler. I can't remember whose kid it was, but it was a few weeks ago, and I overheard him talking about reading about 9/11 in history class.
Oh,
it's in the books now.
Wow.
You know, and like I was thinking for a second, I'm like, I almost kind of keep thinking it was like 10 years ago for some reason. No, the early 2000s, dude, was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary this year.
20th anniversary. And it's just like time just goes like that, gone, you know? And I'm like, wow. Like, I guess I just didn't really think about them. Oh, yeah, they remake history books all the time. And now that.
Yeah.
It's a significant lesson in the history books in schools today.
Let's throw another wrench into your damn I'm old world. Give it a few more years, the coronavirus pandemic is going to be in our history books.
Wow. Yep. Kids going to be reading about it. Dad, what happened? Tell me about the time.
There's a good chance I will have to help my daughter with the paper about this pandemic that we're in right now. Yeah.
You know,
down the road,
you're gonna have your mask and like a little case. You're like, this is what I had to wear for an entire year.
Well, to make a diorama about the coronavirus,
you know.
Here's some hand sanitizer. They had to put it on
everything,
and then put the mask on, and then they had to go get their temperature checked.
I already got this. And what we'll do is we'll take a roll of toilet paper, spray paint it gold. That's dude. She is gonna get an A+. On her coronavirus diorama, all right? She is going to ace that, man.
They had to go out and get toilet paper because everybody was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, dude, that's wild. Yep. Just, I kind of felt a little old when I overheard that kid talking about it.
Yeah, that's something that'll make you go, damn, I'm old. I know you didn't say it, but that works. Absolutely.
All right, here's my second one real quick. And this one I do say. This is me saying. And it's anytime one of those come out of my body, out of my mouth. And it's usually from a really sharp pain from somewhere in my body that I'm always wondering, is this it?
Is this it?
Am I dying?
I had the same thing this morning. I literally just stretched and I was like, And then I just go, damn, I'm old. Like, it's not even so much I'm saying. It's just noises I'm making now.
The
and
noises
I just go, damn,
that come
I'm
out
old.
Of my body.
Damn it, I'm old.
To realize.
Yeah, yeah. That's so much words and phrases as grunts and moans make me just go, damn, dude. I am old. Like, I don't know what I did that where I'm just like, I'm sore everywhere. Damn, I'm old.
Sore?
Yeah.
Just hear me get out of this chair. I'm not even I'm 35. I'm not saying I'm old, but you start to feel it at this age, I think. Just hear me get out of this chair. We took a trip to Chicago the other day. I got out of it was an hour and a half ride. Got out of the car, dude, my knees snapping and popping. Sound like a skeleton getting out of the car, dude.
People think someone's lighting off fireworks. Like, what the hell is going on over here?
It's just my body.
Old man River here getting out of the car. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to say mine, Hunter, because it's really depressing. It's really depressing. And I said this the other day. So Kiki and I were getting ready to take our baby out just for a little Sunday stroll, okay? We were going to get her packed up, go do a little exploring. And I asked Kiki what shoes I should wear. And she came out. She recently bought me a nice new pair of Chucks, all right? Like the good black and white ones, the old school. Like they look like the PF Flyers from Sandlot, right?
Hey, Larry Bird, will you upgrade to some like New Balances?
First of all, Chucks are the best shoe ever, but it brought in, it made me say something that as soon as I said it, like even Kiki like peeked her head out of the bathroom to like look at me like, did you really just say that? So I said, hey, what shoes should I wear? She goes, well, why don't you wear those new Chucks I got you? And I said, if we're going to be walking around all day, I'm going to need more comfortable shoes. I'm not joking. I told my wife that I'm going to need more comfortable shoes if we're walking around all day.
Well, put on my Nikros, those therapeutic Velcro shoes.
I
that
might
I painted
as well.
Nike signs on
for God's sakes, you know, just throw me in a wheelchair. I literally said I need more comfortable shoes because my old man feet are going to be sore by the end of the day.
They're going to be sore. I got to take my socks off
We're going to be on a lot of concrete. I might need to get the orthopedic insoles out. All right, if we're going to, yeah.
Look at you, sweaty and leaning on the stroller.
Dude, I spent all of spring break 02 barefoot, okay? I didn't wear shoes once when I was down in Florida, just run around chasing ass in the clubs, and now I'm worried
I'll walk back into the house to put shoes on to go out to my car, which is like 5 feet from the front porch.
The grass hurts my feet. Ow. Nah, I'm going to need more comfortable shoes, honey. Yeah, and I just went, damn, I'm old.
How about this one? Over the weekend, you just made me think of something. I got to the boat that we were in this weekend. Oh, I forgot my water shoes.
You don't want to slip and throw out a hip. That's what it is. I need more comfortable shoes. So anyway, yeah, those Chucks are going to be just pristine because my old feet can't handle those anymore. Slapping around the concrete.
Good, because you're noisy when you walk around. We'll all appreciate it.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something you've said recently that made you immediately go, damn, I'm old? I'm old. All right, we're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.
Only on Rock 107, WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Hey, by the way, Vanilla Ice, dude, they're doing that 90s tour again.
Really?
Paul Winsfield at some point in, was it August, I think?
That's something to make you say, damn, I'm old. I remember listening to Vanilla Ice when I was a kid. Damn, I'm old, man.
These Tone Loc, Young MC. Damn. Dude, there's a lot of them in there. It's going to be pretty cool.
Good lineup. Your special light topic of the day today, what's something you've said that made you immediately realize, damn, I'm old? Like, geez. That's Jennifer had a good one. I wonder if my kids even know what a mixtape is. I don't know if the mixtape, like the actual, you know, like setup, now you can do like mix playlists for people, which is kind of the same thing. It's just it's more digital, you know.
It's a Spotify playlist. That's the mixtape nowadays.
God, I remember giving.
You should put them on a CD and label it Summer 02.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vacation, Summer 02. I still have those CDs somewhere.
Very few things. I remember vividly sitting in my buddy Steve's basement. Mm-hmm. Because he had a CD burner at his house, okay, on the computer. And
full stack of Memorex CDs.
Dude, before spring break, our senior year, we sat there in that basement prior to leaving, making mix CD after mix CD after mix CD. Oh, my God, dude.
And if your buddy was real rich, he had the Memorex CDR RW.
I don't know what
that is. Rewritable. So you could rewrite over the CD. You could delete the songs and write over them.
Damn. No, I don't think any of my friends were rich enough for that. So, I mean, we were using LimeWire and burning CDs. Hey, Dad, I get some more CDs?
How about this? How about you get to the end so you could do 80 minutes, right? Is that what it was?
I think it was 80 minutes. But that was it.
You get to like 78 and a half. You're like, all right, I got to have a song that's like a minute and a half long. I could fit one more on here somewhere.
Yeah.
You'd have to delete a song to fit another song you wanted on it.
Yeah, you'd throw off your whole list when you'd have to delete a song to put it onto the next CD. It ruined everything, man. It ruined everything. It was terrible. let's see. Jay said Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is 20 years old. Yeah, that'll make you say, damn, I'm old.
Wow.
Yeah, how old is Daniel Radcliffe
really
now?
I haven't watched those movies.
I've seen bits and pieces of them. It wasn't really my thing. Not saying it's bad. I just, you know.
Some wizards and.
I like Blake's answer. Something he said recently that made him say, damn, I'm old. He said, I've been telling my kids when I was your age stories when they complain about things. You know, when I was your age, when I was a kid.
You know,
you guys got it easy nowadays. Ridiculous.
It's always about being more manly. That's anytime a story starts like that. Guy's going to be bragging about his. When I was your age, it's never like when I was your age, I was a big pussy.
Yeah, no.
It's never that.
You're absolutely right. No one's throwing in these. Yeah, you know, when I was your age, back in my day, you know, we were just we were little sissies that ran around and cried all the time. No, we had to fight bears.
We played with a stick in the sand and we swam in sewage.
We had to fight bears each day on our way to school. It was insane. Yeah. Yeah, it's never pansy stories, ever. Ever.
Right. Hey, you should start that trend when your kid's old enough to tell her stories.
Yeah,
when I was your age.
Yeah, when I was your age, I used to cry a lot.
I used to cry and shave my legs.
When I was your age,
he's dead.
Yeah, things offended me a lot. I don't know. Anyway, well, look, folks. Long story short, we're all old. Nothing you can do about it. Our bones hurt, and you just realize it, and then you start saying things.
It's those weird noises that come out of you when you move around.
This isn't something so much I said. I guess I told Kiki. I just thought of this one because I wrote a review for the first time, a complaint review for the first time. I told Kiki about it because I was really upset. I'm like, yeah, you never believe it. I actually had to write a review. It's for the Walmart app. The Walmart app completely changed, and they don't have the map on it anymore where it shows you where the things are at in the store. And it really upset me. So I actually found the let us know how we're doing section of the app. And I said,
time on your hands.
Yeah. Right. I took time out of my day. And then I took time out of my day to tell Kiki that I complained. Like I did a twofer.
While you're typing too, I bet you were thinking, I'm going to take this store down.
No, dude,
this is going to be the comment that does it.
They're going to switch it over. Look, to be fair, the amount of money I spend at that store, they should take what I say into consideration. Okay. It's only fair.
What happened to Walmart?
Well, here's the other old man in me. You know, I know exactly why they got rid of the map. I know exactly why they did it. Why show you exactly where you need to go when you got to walk around aimlessly and buy more stuff and buy more things?
It's like the Vegas effect, man. You know?
I know exactly.
The exit's always way over there, so you got to walk past all the slot machines. You know, it's the same thing in Walmart.
Our buddy Brandon just messaged. He said, hey, Karen, did you take your fiber this morning? Shut up, Brandon.
There you go, Brandon.
You know what? It was easy to navigate the store, and then they screwed it all up.
Jesus, Sally.
And
you're
going to
be all right without your map?
You know what? And I did take my fiber this morning, so thank you. I feel great. All right. Let's take a break. We got more coming up. Shut up.